Diane Dever, and I'm the Harbour Arm curator. The new season starts on the 31st of March. All the operators will be up and trading and really looking forward to welcoming people back onto the site. Food, drink, social space, lots of music planned. Got the Easter Bank holiday weekend, a little bit of egg hunting going on, and lots of family activities that people can come and get involved in. We opened in 2015. The restoration work was complete in the summer of 2015, and we had 12 weekends of welcoming the public on as kind of open weekends, just to try out a few ideas about what people might want to spend their time doing there. We had six local operators, local food operators, come down and set up for business, and the rest is history, actually. We did 33 weeks in 2016 and looking forward to a full year this year. I think the Harbour Arm is a really key site in the town and in the future of the town. It never used to be a place that the public could freely access because it was a controlled site. It was a ferry port. It was customs. It was a border. People really haven't been on the site one way or another for 20 odd years. So to open the gates in 2015 on that first day was incredible, because all of a sudden the local population, who had memories or brothers or mothers or fathers or aunties or uncles or grandparents that used to work here, you know, when it was at port, all of a sudden were able to come and, you know, have a look around. And as a public amenity, as a sort of public space, it's a real delight to be able to walk through the town and get to the furthest point. You know, there's something about that, and to stand at the lighthouse and look out across to France or back on the town or across the bay. It's had a really positive impact, I think, on people's psychology. Folkestone looks beautiful, and it's just been great for me to watch people enjoy the place and to, you know, listen into the stories. And often you hear people saying, oh, I remember getting my first train, you know, here, getting on the boat, my first trip to Europe, or this is where we, you know, left for our honeymoon. And it's just been, and of course, you know, stories of the Mole Calf, they you know, hold on to the heritage of World War One, and that's really important as well.
There is still work happening, and there's obviously work starting. People shouldn't be put off by that at all when they come down here.
Oh no, it's a really exciting, changing landscape, and it doesn't interfere with people being able to enjoy the space. And actually, what you walk through when you know, come onto the Harbour Arm is a feeling that things are changing. I mean, we look forward to the end of August, when actually you'll be able to walk right across the water on the viaduct and through the old train station, which will have been restored in time for the Folkestone Triennial. So, yeah, we're really looking forward to that.